You know, I have to wear prescription glasses. And if I don't wear my glasses, I cannot see clearly. Everything is blurred. You know, that's how people see Jesus, kind of blurred. They don't see him clear. You know, I believe it's important that we put on our prescription spiritual glasses that we might see Jesus clearer today than we did yesterday.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today. We are in the book of Romans and chapter 8, and I'll begin to read from the 38th verse. Paul said, "For I am persuaded," or "I am convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul had this revelation that there is nothing that can separate him from the love of God through Christ, no matter what he would go through. You know, the exciting thing is I know this, that God is working in our lives, that God is doing something, whether we realize it or not. There's the deep inner working of the Holy Spirit. The moment you're saved, God begins sanctifying work in your life, a work that only God can do, changing you from the inside and conforming you to the image of his Son, that we might what? Become more Christ-like. Christ-like in our actions and our attitude. Christ-like in how we treat others and mannerisms. Christ-like in love and in compassion. That although you and I may endure trials, hardships, difficulties, and pressures of life, we know and believe by faith that God is what? Working effectively in our lives. Regardless of what happens, we know and believe that God is in control, that God is sovereign. In other words, we don't live by chance. There is no room for horoscopes here. We're not sign seekers. We're not guessing as to who's in charge. We know, and we know that God is almighty. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know, well, what do we know? That all things work together for good to those who love God. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means this is conditional. It applies to who? To those that love God. To those that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Not the world, but to his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This verse means this, that in every trial, in every situation, and every hardship, God is doing this. He is working behind the scenes. And he's working in your life, sanctifying you and bringing you to a place of Christ-likeness that you might be more like Jesus. In other words, God is using these circumstances to work things in you and to work things out of you. He's conforming you, changing you, helping you, and most of the time, God uses trials to do it. See, the only way to get the impurities out of the precious metal or the gold is to turn up the fire. It might get hot. It may feel uncomfortable. You might feel like you're not going to get through it, but be assured God knows exactly what he's doing in your life. Malachi 3:2, for he is like a refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. My friend, take comfort. God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly how much to turn up the heat. You know, Job went through the fire, but before it was over, he had a greater revelation of God than he had before. Job 42:5 says, "I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you." He has a clearer view of who God is. You know, I wear prescription glasses, but if I don't wear my glasses, I cannot see clearly. Everything is blurred. But when I put my glasses on, I can see just fine. My friend, maybe we need to put on our spiritual prescription glasses that we might see God more clear than before.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.